Hi, Cody. It's Nadine. Hey. Sorry I'm a little late in calling you.
It's all right. I'm actually on the phone with her. Let me merge the call.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't want to keep you too long from your lunch. I know what it's like when you're working and then you got to eat.
I already ate. I ate quick. I printed out your email
okay.
that you sent. That way
beautiful. Yes. So quick question, because I need to confirm with you the license that he has. Because I was trying to see if I could look it up on the Louisiana site for the licenses. So for this particular package that I was talking to Cody about, you got to have one of the following licenses. It's either he's got to carry the Louisiana State Commercial Contractor License, the Louisiana State Home Improvement Contractor License, or the Louisiana State Residential Building Contractor License. Does he have either one of those three?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so then I would say let's look at our other package, okay? Because for the program, the package that I sent you guys, for him to qualify for the pay-per-lead one, he has to have one of those three licenses, okay?
I mean,
that's always something.
Double-check, but I don't think
so. Okay. Because he thought maybe he had the residential building one. He said my wife would know.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Not meaning that you don't know what you're doing, Cody, okay?
No. She set it all up.
Look, I try. I don't know what half of this stuff means.
It's okay. Yeah, because I looked on the Louisiana site, and all I have to do is, like, either put his name or put the company name, and it'll show me, like, if there's any licensing that's registered. I wasn't pulling up anything on my end, but I thought, well, we'll ask his wife.
No, I don't think so. So if you're not pulling
okay.
anything up.
That's okay, hon.
That's what I thought.
No worries. Okay, so so basically, then I would recommend let's go with one of our other packages, and I'm going to explain to you what would be included. He mentioned that you guys have been trying to submit, and you keep getting denied for the Google Business Profile. I was telling Cody, listen, we submit thousands of businesses, okay? So we have a direct contact with Google because we're a Google channel partner. If we're having issues, we reach out to our representative, okay? So we can get you guys through that process. I would recommend, okay, and Cody, I'm recommending this for you to start with for now, okay, is going with our VIP package with the Facebook advertising. Basically, what that package would include is we're going to get you guys through the process of getting verified and creating the Google Business Profile, optimizing it to the first page, in the local map and managing it there by your keywords and search terms. So we'll do the management of it. We're going to list you guys on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook directories, okay? In addition, we're going to do Facebook advertising. I'm assuming you're familiar with how Facebook ads works, Jessica?
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
We don't pay for it. I just manually do it all on my own.
Okay, perfect. So with Facebook ads, what we do is we run these ads that will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So what will happen is when someone's going on Google and they're looking up your services and then they happen to go to Facebook now and they're looking at pictures or stories, they will see your ad appear. And that's going to help you guys reach more new potential clients, but we do make it unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. Once they click on the ad, they would call you guys directly, okay? Now, the website would also be included, okay? So I had mentioned to him we would build a website. The websites that we build have the automatic SEO settings that also help with ranking, okay? We'll attach it where he's listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, tablet, or voice searches is going to pull him up in those search results, okay? So it would pretty much cover all of his bases. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to discount it for you guys because you are a new business, okay? Basically, you would be looking at a fixed flat rate of $299 a month. There will be a one-time $99 setup fee, and that would be to cover the programming. So the initial investment would be $398 to start it today, and then it would be $299 monthly, okay? It's not a contract. Basically, what we ask you is stick it out 2 months. What I call it is, or excuse me, 3 months. What I call it is a three-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time, okay? We encourage you still post on your Facebook page to keep your content fresh because we're running the ads.
Meaning like if he does a roll-up door post.
Yeah,
like
post it.
Still post those.
Yeah, still post it on your Facebook page, and I say that to keep your content fresh. I'm going to tell you, I was looking at the Facebook page, and I told Cody this. I'm assuming you did it or he did it, but great job. Because the content looks good. The pictures are great. Oh, my gosh. I love the little one with the shirt on. That was one of my favorites.
I know. I think that one's good top tier.
Oh, my gosh.
We're trying. Make sure he's going to be the best garage door tech in the state.
Adorable. I was like, I'm not going to lie. Hey, Cody, you do a great job, but that little one takes it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's adorable. What a blessing, you know. But I encourage you still to post on your page because it just keeps your content fresh. We will do all the ad creation. We take your guys' input on it, but we have a team that's dedicated, okay, to your account. We do the work. This way you guys are focusing on your jobs. You will also have a customized tracking and reporting system, which will help you, Jessica, see where the phone calls are coming from, how many times you came up in those search results, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. So you're able to track all of that. We don't want you just taking our word for it, okay,
yeah,
that it's working. Now, I know that there's going to be things that we're going to require from you guys. So, like, any LLC, business insurance, any of that that you have, we're going to ask you to send us copies of that or upload photos. These will not post online. This is so we can get you through that verification process for the Google Business Profile, okay? So those items, we'll even send you a list of items that we need. There might be some that you don't have, and what you're going to do is send us what you do have, okay?
Okay.
I just sent you the email to show that other package that I'm talking about to start with. And then once, you know, later on down the road, Cody, if you get that license, right, you can always, at any time, attempt for us to get you approved for that Google Verified program, the paper lead.
Okay.
It's, I will tell you, I would recommend that to you before I recommend Google Ads. It's one of Google's better products, okay? Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, whenever you do get that licensing, then we can always revisit that and get you approved for that program.
How do we go about getting that licensing? Where do I need to look up that?
You know where I would start with is go to the Louisiana. I can send you the link because I was just looking at it. I would, I'll text you the link. It's the lslbc.louisiana.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And, it says like for contractors, apply for a license, renew your license, type of licenses. I would start there. And there might be even a phone number or an email, like a way to contact them. I don't know if he would have to do some kind of each state is different. I'm going to tell you right now in California, I mean, it's crazy. Like the things that they ask for the guys that work out here, it's insane. Like, you need a license, like literally for everything. I think it's just the state wants to make money is all, in my opinion, but, you know. That's just what I think. I'm like, you know, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, some states are very different. Some of them is such an easy process. So I'll text him the link. So this way, Jessica, you can look it up. And you should be able to maneuver through it, and it should give you some helpful information on how to even go about that. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you guys think of, go ahead.
If we were to get this link before we sign up with y'all, it would just drop down to the other package you sent?
Yeah, if you wanted to go with that package, absolutely. Even if, like, let's say, for example, we start you guys off with this package, right? And then you're like, hey, I want to upgrade to the Google Verified. Can we go ahead and also get upgraded for that? What I would do, and I would put it in my notes, okay, you would only pay $150 for the application fee, okay? And then once you guys get approved, then once you're ready to activate those leads, then you would just pay the activation budget for the leads to turn them on. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So the second package is basically the first package without the leads. So the price
basically,
difference of the first side of it don't change?
Right. I could actually, I would pull some strings so we could at least get the monthly instead of you paying the $299 a month, to get it down to you for the $249. So what I would recommend is this. If we sign you up with this package today, okay, when you guys have that license, call me, okay, and I will make the changes. I'll get my manager in on it and say, hey, listen, originally this is the package they were going to do, but he had to get the license. Can we go ahead and drop down his monthly from the $299 to $249, and then he's only paying the $150 application fee? So I'll do what I can to help you on this end. So this way, it's like kind of like you're getting like a $50 discounted rate now on that $299 mm-hmm. package. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Jessica?
So so until we get the license, we can't get put on Google through y'all?
Oh, you can. No. Yeah, absolutely you can. So originally, so let me explain. Originally, I had offered Cody our ideal package, right, which had the two programs in one package. However, since he doesn't have the license, I'm saying then let's start him off with the VIP package with Facebook ads. That package standalone, even with the discounted rate, is $299 a month with the $99 setup fee, okay? If he had the license, For the ideal, I was able to waive that setup fee and drop it to the $249 because he's doing actually two programs in one. You know what I mean? But because he doesn't have that specific license for that one program is why I think he should then start with the Platinum package. Okay? Let's get him on Google, right? Let's say a few months down
the
road.
With the Platinum package, that gets us on Google.
That gets you on Google, local map first page, the Facebook ads, the website's included. Everything is included but the Google pay-per-lead. It doesn't include that. Yeah. Now, what I was saying is, that one's the $299 a month with the $99 setup fee.
The Google lead, Jessica, is the $150.
The $150 application fee with, and then you pay-per-lead. So, to not cause a lot of confusion, right?
Yeah.
Start with the $299 package with the $99 setup fee because that's the one that you guys qualify for right now, okay? Once he gets the license, okay, because that license is required for Google's pay-per-lead program, not this one that I'm talking about. It's a different pay-per-lead program, okay? Once he gets that license, then he would qualify to be an ideal client package. So that first package that you were printing out, he doesn't qualify for yet because he doesn't have the specific licensing that they're asking for. Okay? So, I sent you a second package. I just emailed it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one on my phone.
That's the one he qualifies for. Okay? That one, it doesn't matter how many calls he gets, how many jobs, we're not charging him for every call or every job. He doesn't need the specific residential building license for that. Okay? Basically, what that one's going to include, we're going to get him verified to have the Google Business Profile and have that optimized on the first page in the local map. We're going to get him listed on Bing. We do the directories of Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook. We're going to do the Facebook advertising. We're going to also include a website and cover the mobile platform. That package is $299 a month. That price won't change.
Can you send me somebody's website that y'all have done so that I can see kind of what
she sent some examples, Jessica.
I actually sent it to you in a text message, Cody, but let me reply. Let me send it to her so that way she can kind of get an idea. So the websites that we build, Jessica, they are Google compliant and mobile friendly. They do have the automatic SEO settings that'll also help with your ranking too. And then the website, we could even set it up where you could schedule like an appointment. They could schedule an appointment with you through that site. So there's a lot that we can do with that site. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to send it to you so this way it's a clickable one for you to just click it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm almost done with lunch. I only get 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to make it quick for you. So
no,
I just sent it
okay.
to you to preview
now,
it.
Even with the second plan that puts it at the top of the list on Google, like we were talking
within
about
within the local map. Within the local map. So.
Okay.
Remember on Google, you have the Google Verified with the check mark.
Yeah.
You don't qualify for that one yet. You don't qualify for that one yet. They have the Google Sponsored Ads, which are the Google Ads, which I don't recommend for you yet because you got to invest a lot in those in order to get a good conversion. And then you got the Google Local Map. That's where you're going to be at with this other package, which is still where 90% of people are going to click and call. Okay?
Okay.
So I did reply to the email, the last one, Jessica, to give you an example, okay?
I'm looking at it right now.
Perfect. And it will adjust to the device that they're looking at it from, whether they're looking at it from their desktop, their iPad, or from their mobile phone.
Okay. And so what if we are like, okay, we've done enough with them, we want to drop down our cost, and we want to cancel the package?
Like you want to cancel services, right?
Yes.
Okay. As I told him, your profiles are yours. Eventually, over time, you will fall off the first page. As far as like the Facebook ads, those will no longer be visible because we're not servicing them. When it comes to the website, you could pay $49 a month. We continue to host, optimize that website, and manage it for you. You could pay $99 one-time charge. The actual domain is yours, but you would recreate the website. Or you could say, I don't even want the website, and walk away. Those would be your options, the only thing regarding the website. Everything else is yours.
Okay, so we would still stay on Google. We would still
all
of our stuff that...
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
So
nothing would disappear. Correct. Just over time, you might end up on page two, you know? Any reviews that you generate, they'll still be there. They don't go away. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So, like, call tracking, that is...
That will be, we do all call tracking on all our programs. This is how you're going to really know if the calls are even coming from our program. It'll be a local tracking number that's going to be linked to Cody's phone. On the tracking and reporting system that you'll have a login and username to, you can go in there and see the actual call that came in. You can see what the message was. You can actually organize it that this call's a follow-up, this call was completed, this call was invalid. You can mark it yourself, right? If a spam call came in, you can block it. I'm not going to tell you that the spam calls are going to completely stop. But this will avoid you getting so many spam calls. Because when your physical phone number is out there to the public, that generates a lot of spam calls for you.
Yeah.
Just an FYI. So that's why we put the tracking number to kind of avoid so many of those. But it's a good tool for you to use. Like if he was on his way to a client, potential client, and he forgot the address at home, he goes into that call tracking and reporting system, retrieve the phone call, and grab the address from there. So it's a helpful tool for you guys as well. And that's at no additional cost. Okay?
Okay.
They track, like, phone calls? Like...
Yeah, because rather than you taking our word that, oh, hey, Cody, you got six calls, you're going to be able
like,
to see it for yourself.
I mean, like, not like, tracking it, like listening to phone calls. Like, how do they know if it's an actual lead or not?
Because how you're going to know is the call's recorded, right? We're not going in and listening to your calls, only if you were doing, like, the Google Verify pay-per-lead, because we want to make sure you're not getting charged for a lead that isn't valid. With this mm-hmm. other program, you can go in and retrieve your own call and see, and you could even say, like, hey, I got a competitor calling me, right? We would go in there, and we can block that call from even reaching you. So you could even do it yourself, right? So it gives you a lot of helpful tools within that tracking and reporting system. You could even, there's even a way you can put your client's phone number and email and ask and send a, it'll send them a link to leave you a review on Google. We encourage it because it's the modern day word of mouth. Okay? The more people leave you reviews, more people are able to read about the work that you do and it's going to open up more doors for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the reason I was asking is because, like, this is my personal phone also.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
no. Something for work. I don't want it to, like, be recorded or.
Oh, no. So basically, no. If someone's calling your personal phone number directly, that call's not being recorded. It's only.
Well, it's the same number.
But it's when they call the local tracking number that we put on it. If they are calling your actual phone number directly, we don't have a way of tracking that. Only if they're calling the local tracking number. So, like, for example, let's say the number was 123-456-7890. When they call that number, that is our tracking number that is linked to your phone. But, Cody, if they're actually calling your phone number, not clicking on the tracking number, they're calling your phone number, we don't have a way of tracking that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're actually calling your 337 number. Okay? The tracking number, when they call the, like, click to call on the tracking number, then that is tracked. But not when they're calling your actual phone number directly.
Okay.
Does that kind of clarify?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say, too, because I would be concerned, like, listen, it's my personal phone number. But only if they're calling the tracking number is when it's recorded.
Now, where they get the tracking numbers off of, like, the leads and stuff, like the Facebook leads and all that?
The tracking number would be coming from your Facebook ads, from the Google local listing first page and the directories, right, and the website. Mm-hmm. But that's for the tracking number because we got to be able to see, okay, do we need to update his keywords because this is how we're going to know where those calls are coming from. So that way we're doing our job, too, and making sure that you're still coming up in those search results, right?
Okay.
So this is how we're successful. As long as you're successful, that equals our success. We can't just throw you out there and say, okay, good luck. We want to make sure that it's working and that we don't need to tweak some things on our end or update your keywords or take a look at what the algorithm is with Google. Okay.
So if y'all, since we're not doing the one with the leads, like the other mm-hmm. one we would need that other license for, if we're doing this for a month and we don't get a single job from y'all.
So I'm going to be transparent with you. I'm going to be super transparent with you, okay? Number one, this isn't going to happen overnight, okay? Our timeline, once you do your client interview and onboarding, which is typically the same day or no later than the following day. That's the most important appointment. Our technician is going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, the website, more in detail. 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and website are live. Keep in mind that all those could be generating phone calls for you, okay? What I always say, and this is stated in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, the first page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating that profile, optimizing it, and managing it on the first page will be 60 to 90 days, okay? That's always the timeline I'm going to give, no matter what, even when I've seen people get up there sooner, okay? Because I prefer to under-promise.
To get onto Google or to just get on the first page?
That's with getting you verified, creating that profile, and optimizing it, right? I always stick to 60 to 90 days, Jessica, and I say this. There are times where we're like, hey, we need this, and people aren't responding to us. I'm not saying that that's your guys' case because you seem very on it, right? But there are things sometimes where customers that we've signed up are not responding to us, and it's delaying it. So I always stick with that timeline, and when it happens sooner for you, even better. But it will not happen overnight, and I need to be 100% transparent with you on that, okay? No one is going to get you up there any quicker than someone who's not a channel partner to Google. Other companies, it'll take them 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, y'all, Cody, you kind of keep talking. I'm going to get my patient. But I will say that for making a decision today, we will make a decision today. I mean, it's a big lump sum, so we want to think about it, and we'll pray about it tonight and see what direction we need to go in with it. But y'all keep talking, and if there's anything else,
okay.
I know Cody's probably writing stuff down. So he'll get it to me, and I'll email you and reach out to you.
Okay.
And kind of let you know.
All right, Jessica, thank you.
Cody. Just let me know if you write anything down, Cody.
Okay.
Right, okay, Cody, so I appreciate you both taking the time to speak with me. I know that it's something you guys need to, you know, sit down, pray about, talk about. As I mentioned to you, you know, we will still be calling out on this position. If it is something you guys are interested in, you are welcome to call me. It's just based on the availability of what I have. If they have already filled that position, then the best that I'd be able to do is put you back on the list. So if something like this opens back up, then we would want to try to reach back out to you. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, that's the best that I could do. I really wish I could hold the spot, you know, to give you guys that time to pray on it and think about it. But I have to be very honest. If you're looking for a company out there that's going to get you guys on Google sooner than that, it's not going to happen. Only if they're a channel partner are they going to be able to do it in the same time frame that I'm telling you. So I got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for giving us the time to speak with you. I do wish you all the best and have a very blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You take care. Bye-bye.